This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, the number one question on everybody's mind is, where do we find it? Where does it lie? How do we attain it? People have spent their wealth, their monies, their lives, their efforts, their energies in pursuing it. People have attended conferences, seminars, workshops to understand it. We have made day and night into one to achieve it. But where does it lie? It lies in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The contentment of the heart lies in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Know and understand, Allah is saying in this verse, know and understand that it is in the remembrance of Allah your heart will find contentment. Everything else cannot offer you long-lasting pleasure. Everything else will give you short-lived pleasure. And where we are searching for contentment of the heart, Allah has not kept it there. Late Junaid Jamshed, rahmatullah alayhi, may Allah elevate his stages in the year after, at his turning point in his life, he was sitting at the feet of Mawlana Tariq Jamil. And he says to him, Mawlana, I have everything what a young man can aspire for. I've got wealth, I've got fame, I've got status, I travel the world, I host the most successful shows, I'm a well-known singer, but I'm not happy. I've got everything what a person can aspire for, but I'm not happy. I'm not content. And what a reply Mawlana Tariq gave. The wound is on one leg, and you're applying the ointment on the other leg. Allah has never kept peace of mind and the contentment of the heart in material things. Never. True contentment lies in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the master of the universe speaking. The creator of the entire world is saying, if you are searching for success, and if you are searching for the peace of mind that you are looking for, then it is in my remembrance that you will find it. Allah has not kept peace of mind in the careers that we pursue. Sometimes we are searching for success and happiness and the peace of mind in our businesses, in the lavish lifestyles that we live. Perhaps if we go to exotic locations, perhaps if we fly down to another destination, we'll be happy. But Allah has not kept happiness in there. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. کتنی تسکین وابستہ تیرے نام کے ساتھ، نیند کانٹوں پہ بھی آ جاتی ہے آرام کے ساتھ. There's so much of peace, so much of serenity, so much of comfort, so much of solace in the name of Allah, that when you take the name of Allah, it brings inner peace. And the poet says, then irrespective of the conditions outside of us, we are able to find peace even in chaos. Subhanallah. نیند کانٹوں پہ بھی آ جاتی ہے آرام کے ساتھ. سبحان اللہ, what peace did the Sahaba had, that in the thick of the battlefield Allah says you were overpowered by sleep. That's how much of contentment you had in your life. In the thick of the battlefield, the Sahaba were falling asleep. That's how much of contentment they had in their life. Nothing could shift them. Nothing could overpower them. It was the remembrance of Allah in their life that shook the world wherever they went. Brothers, dhikr is the nourishment of the heart. Food, clothing, shelter, all these things are the external needs of our bodies. And the dhikr of Allah is the internal need of our soul. Just as we require food, shelter, and clothing to survive in the outside world, likewise in the spiritual world to survive, we require the dhikr of Allah. It is the fuel of our heart. It is the petrol and the diesel to our heart. Just as that car cannot function, just as that car cannot operate without fuel, our hearts cannot function spiritually without the remembrance of Allah. It is the food of our heart. It is the food of our soul. مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر ربه مثل الحي والميت. رواه البخاري. Do you want to know a heart that's alive and a heart that's dead? Then look at that man's life. If he has the dhikr of Allah in his life, if he has remembrance of Allah in his life, then that's a living heart. He's spiritually alive. And that person who does not have the remembrance of Allah, that man is dead. Spiritually, he's dead. Dhikr is the polish of the heart. Inna li kulli shay'in siqala wa inna siqalat al-qulub dhikrullah. Everything has a polish. Everything has a polish. And the polish of the heart is the remembrance of Allah. When this heart gets influenced by the outside world, by the people it meets, by the lifestyle it's exposed to, then that heart turns away from Allah. And to bring it back on the right path is the dhikr of Allah. As you remind yourself that why have I been created in this world? What is my objective? What is my purpose in life? And the dhikr of Allah reminds a person every now and then of his purpose in life. Dhikr is the most powerful weapon against the devil. I want you to understand this. Allah says, استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله. The first thing that shaitan does, he disarms a person from the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr is a weapon. And understand this theory. When you apprehend your opponent, what is the first thing you do? Hands up. Put your weapon down. So now you know you are safe. You can do whatever you want. So long as that man has got the gun in his hand, he can pull the trigger at any moment and your life is at risk. And so you are saying to your opponent, hands up, put your weapon on the floor and surrender. Now you are fully in control. This is what shaitan does. The first thing he does, hands up, the remembrance of Allah, استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله. The first thing that shaitan takes away from the person's life is the remembrance of Allah. Now that the man has got no dhikr in his life, he can do as he wishes. Murder, nothing wrong. Stealing, nothing wrong. He can do as he pleases, because who's the boss now? It is shaitan. وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, shaitan, when he disarms you, he takes away the remembrance of Allah, and then everything else falls away. A person who's on zikr will perform salah. A person who's on zikr will read Quran. A person who's on zikr will remember Allah all the time, even when he's in sin. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he's trapped. The wife of the minister is seducing him. What stopped him? لولا أن رأى برهان ربه. The remembrance of Allah, the thought of Allah came so strong in his mind, immediately he stopped. It's a shield against shaitan. Understand it. A youngster wants to watch pornography. He takes out his phone, he's about to touch it, and he says, Allah is watching. That's a shield. It's the strongest weapon you can own. استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله. Allah says, shaitan overpowered them and he disarmed them and he took the remembrance of Allah out of the life. And so the person was misled and he went on to doing one guna after the other because there was no dhikr of Allah. So brothers, dhikr is an important aspect of our life. In it lies the nourishment of our soul. In it lies the contentment of our heart. In it lies everlasting comfort. And the amazing thing is that Allah will give us peace even amidst chaos. I think you would all agree with me that we are living a stressful life under tough conditions. Each one of us are gripped by some problems in our lives. And the solution to that is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the master of the universe has said it to us, and that's where it lies. Dhikr is not reserved for the pious people only. I'd like to clarify that. People are under the notion that you've got to be pious to make the dhikr of Allah. No. Allah has kept us for every person. For every person, Allah has kept the dhikr of Allah. For the layman, for the sinner, for the pious, for everybody, Allah has kept the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Whenever you are in problems, whenever you are in difficulties, whenever you are finding it difficult to give up a sin of yours, turn to Allah through the remembrance of Allah and you'll see the fruits in your life. And what an easy ibadah. What an easy ibadah. It doesn't require any specific time. It doesn't require any specific place. It doesn't require any specific condition. You can be lying in your bed, in the comforts of your bed, and you can take the name of Allah. Subhanallah. Ala furushim mumahada. The words of the hadith, those who remember Allah in their soft beds. How easy Allah has made it. There's no restriction in terms of the number also. If you can manage 500, alhamdulillah. If you can manage 50 times, alhamdulillah. If you can manage 5 times also, alhamdulillah. Allah, Allah, kitna pyara naam hai. Aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. It's the nourishment of our soul. Allah has made it so easy for us. So easy. Subhanallah. Whether الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who remember Allah walking, standing, reclining, sitting, in any posture, Allah has kept dhikr for us. And the greatest benefit of dhikr is فَاذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ. When we take the name of Allah, when we remember Allah, Allah says, I remember you. Allahu Akbar. If a person of status has to remember us, you mean he took my name? He took my name. This is Allah taking our name. How sinful we are. Yet when we take the name of Allah, Allah is remembering us. People will forget the 99 good that you did to them, and they'll remember that one fault and they will latch on to that. Allah will forget the 999 misdeeds that you did, the 999 evil deeds you did, but that one deed when you do, Allah will remember that. Subhanallah. فَاذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me and I will remember you. You know, when somebody sends us a gift, what do you say? How thoughtful of you. How thoughtful of you. Because you don't send a gift to anyone. You send a gift to a person whom you think about. When you think about someone, you send him a gift. And what do we respond? We say, how thoughtful of you. Jazakallah for remembering me. So imagine the gift Allah gives us when we remember Him. What's the least we do when we think of our parents or somebody very close to our lives? What do? We give a sincere dua for them. Isn't it? So imagine receiving a dua from Allah. Imagine receiving mercies from Allah. Imagine receiving the barakah from Allah. Imagine receiving that comfort and that serenity from Allah. That's Allah's gift to us when we remember Him. And the sad reality, brothers, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. He who decides to lead his life contrary to my remembrance, contrary to my dhikr, I will give him a narrowed life. I will give him a constrained life. He will have everything but no peace of mind. As Brother Junaid Jamshed, may Allah fill his qabr with nur, what did he say? I've got everything but I'm not happy. That is what Allah is saying. When you don't have the dhikr of Allah in your life, then no matter how much of wealth you have, that cannot bring you everlasting pleasure. It's ephemeral. It's short-lived. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Allah says, he who chooses to lead his life against my wishes, against my dhikr and my remembrance, we will make shaitan his friend. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَصُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Allah says, such a pitiable state that man will think that I'm on the straight path. And Allah says, in reality, he'll be deviated and off the track. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَنَا قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ بُعْدَ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينِ. Until the eyes of reality will open and he will say, where was I? So brothers, dhikr, number one, brings contentment to the heart. Number two, it's the nourishment of the soul. Number three, it's the polish of the heart. Number four, Allah remembers us when we remember Him. And when somebody remembers you, they do something kind towards you. And what more kindness can we expect from Allah than to have His mercy in our life? Kitni taskeen wabasta tere naam ke saath. Neen kaanton mein bhi aa jaati hai aaram ke saath. Remember, dhikr is not for the pious only. It's for everyone. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Make it your companion, inshallah. May the Almighty Allah give us this important element in our life.